Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, March 14th, 2013. Taddeo is a turtle who doesn't want to be a turtle in Jan Cox's new children's book. Jan is a writer, a watercolor artist, and a person with many fingers and many pies. The retired teacher, who spends her summers in Halliburton, is on the phone with us from her winter home in Arizona to talk about her latest project, a children's book called Taddeo Turtle. But before we get to the interview, let's listen to Turn and Run from Peter Tichlar's latest CD, More Like Lightning. Interview with Jan Cox. Good evening, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, let's start by giving our listeners a little bit of background information about you. When did your interest in writing start?
Right when I was younger, I was interested in writing. I'm a teacher, and so I taught English and loved writing stories for kids. I taught grade one, so I loved writing stories for kids to read. Called a bedtime story book, and it was on every Friday. I wrote something, and then they would learn it. It was like a poem, and that was how they learned to read. But I didn't do much writing other than that. I didn't journal or anything at all until God led me to who Jesus was, and I became a Christian. And all of a sudden, I started writing poems, and I wrote 150 poems as I went through the Bible, trying to understand what God was saying. And that's basically how I started to write.
Well, looking at that, what has been some of your influences as you've been growing in your writing?
Oh, my major influence was Write Canada. God led me to that one. I heard about it, and I had these poems, and I thought, should I go to this conference? Oh, I don't know how to write. But I went, and I had the best time of my life. And I've been there ever since, and that was from 2004.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're looking at it, going back to your days as a teacher and that, and writing the little stories and little poems and that for your classroom, what was it natural for you to just to take what you were doing and create something like that, or was that something that you really had to work on?
No, that just came. That was really easy. To write a poem is quite easy. I've been writing poems for my kids for their birthdays, I guess since they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And just making rhyming words was fun, and just used that, and that's how it came about.
Well, looking at as a children's writer and as you're writing for your classroom and that, were you looking at the styles of other writers? Were there any other writers that were influencing you at that time?
That's a hard question. I don't know. I mean, the kids were reading children's books, and this has been a number of years, so I can't even remember that many, but I know we had Keats, and of course we had Dr. Seuss. But there were, when my kids were younger, there were a lot of rhyming things that were happening, so that was probably an influence of how my writing came about.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things you also started doing is you've also, and this is often unusual for a children's writer, is you do the illustrations as well, and you created the watercolor illustrations for Tadio Turtle. Where did your interest in painting come from?
I'm a very left-brain person, believe it or not, and very organized, and just want to do task-oriented. And I decided in about 1995 that I needed to do something different, because I'd been in a business as well as teaching. We'd had our own business, and I thought, I need something that extends my creativity. So I went to, we had a cottage in Halliburton, and there's Halliburton School of the Arts, which is a fantastic school. And they had week courses in the summer. And so I took a week and took my first beginning watercolor course from Marta Size. And she was awesome. She went through it clearly enough that I thought, oh, maybe I can do this. And then for the next, I don't know how many years, I would take a course every year. But I never painted other than that course.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2007, I thought, this is silly. I'm painting. I know how to paint. I've got it in my head. I really need to paint. So I started to do more painting on my own. And that's how it happened.
Well, as you're looking at painting and that, and you mentioned Marta as an influence, were you starting to look at other painters and other watercolorists at the time as well and get an idea of what was out there?
Yeah, I had many different teachers. I had Jack Reed. I had Art Kananen. Gary's not going to like me if I can't remember his last name, but I can't remember his last name at the moment, but they were all different. And the one thing I remember them saying over and over again, you have to find your own way to paint. We can teach you our style, but unless you find your own style, you can't do it.
Well, that almost sounds like a writer creating their own voice.
Yes, it is.
Now, you mentioned that you sort of the whole right brain, left brain aspect. How does the art of creating a painting differ for you from the art of creating a poem or creating a story?
I don't know whether they differ at all, because my focus has always been to start with God. And so I would always read the word first. And I would always pray, no matter whether when I paint or when I write. And then I just get into a really, I don't know what it is, a really lovely, peaceful mood, whether I'm writing or whether I'm creating a picture. And when I do that, they turn out well. If I go in and I just want to paint because I have to get something painted, it does not work. The same with writing.
Well, how did that work in terms of creating the illustrations for Tadio then?
Well, Tadio's a miracle myself. I just believe it's a miracle, because I sat down, I write a journal. I've been journaling now since 2000 when I gave my life to Christ, and I've been journaling. And all of a sudden, one day, I started writing a poem. And I hadn't done that since 2000 and, I don't know, 2 and 3 when I was writing poems. And I started writing this poem about, and his name was Leroy at the moment when he started. And I read it back when I wrote it, and I thought, well, that sounds cute. And I just gave it to my family to see if they liked it, and they thought it was cute. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. I made a little poem, right? And I thought, oh, I wonder if I could draw the pictures to go with this story. And I was down here in Arizona, and I had a wonderful teacher, Joanne Matthews, and she's still my art teacher. And I went in, and I said, I got this idea for a story, but I need to create the pictures. So she said, well, go ahead. And then I just started drawing, and, you know, she helped me with some of the the things I'm still learning with the darkening and getting it to have the values right in the picture. And Patio was created. And then I went on from there and drew all the other pictures that go in the story and painted them, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
It flowed. It was just a marvelous feeling when I was doing it.
Well, I want to get a little bit more into that whole creative process about Tadio and where that came from. But before we do, we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with writer and painter Jan Cox. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Friend of Mine from the Gracious Window CD by Hamilton musician Peter Tigler. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jan Cox. Jan, you were talking before we went to break about, you know, how this the idea for Tadio Turtle just sort of came to you and flew and the illustrations and that. Did it completely flow all together, or did you sort of have to go back and re-edit it and take another look at, like, for example you said you know, the first name was Leroy. You know, how did it go from Leroy to Tadio?
Oh, that's quite a story. I turned him from Leroy to Tommy because of the alliteration, and I was ready to do my first publication through a company called Shutterfly, just to make a book, just so I'd have a book in hand to see what it looked like. And I pushed go with Shutterfly. It had Tommy Turtle. I'd done much editing. So I pushed it. And they give about a 30-minute grace for when you've ordered. About 6 hours later, I was in the living room, and I told my husband, you know, that, oh, I'm so excited, I've sent this away. And he goes, did you check on the internet if there are any other Tommy Turtles? And you should have seen my face.
Ooh.
It was like, no! And I ran to the computer, looked up Tommy Turtle. Well, there was lots of Tommy Turtles. And I went, this is not good. Went on Shutterfly, got the chat person from Shutterfly, and I said, I've made a terrible mistake. I don't want to make this book. I'd ordered about 4 or 5 of them. Can you please stop, and I'll reorder. I'd have to change something. Well, blessfully, they did. They stopped it, and I breathed a sigh, and I thought, okay, now what do I do? He's now blank turtle. and what name do I find for this turtle? So I started going through the internet, and I went through baby names. And I still wanted the alliteration, so I started to scan down the T's, and I came upon Taddeo. And I thought, Taddeo, that's an interesting name. And I looked beside it, and there it said, praise. And I went, yes, praising God, right then and there. And after that, it said, Thaddeus. And Thaddeus is one of Jesus' disciples. And I just knew he was the right one.
Well, when you're looking at that, I mean, that's one of the challenges of writing a book, period, is to make sure that you're not, you know, using, you know, things that are already out there. But what other challenges do you find when you're writing children's material, like the material you were writing back when you were doing, when you were teaching and now writing Taddeo Turtle? What are the challenges that you face as a writer?
Well, I guess I'm trying to do my second book, and I'd written something, and I thought, oh, this probably isn't good enough. So I just left it. And I left it for quite a while, and then I went back and read it again, and I thought, well, yeah, it actually does sound good, because when I first put it down, it didn't. It just didn't. But then I read it to my husband, and he said, that sounds good. And I thought, well, I better go back, and you'd always have to go back and check the rhyming scheme to make sure that it's got the right beat. And just that the words are flowing, be able to be read out loud, because it is a children's book.
Now, is it a challenge, too, to not only write it as a children's book so that children themselves understand it, but it's also engaging with the adults? Because typically, it's a parent that's reading the book to the child to begin with, and until the child is able to read themselves. Does that ever cross your mind in terms of the creative process that you're going through as you're creating something like this?
I don't think that much crossed my mind, because, as I said, it just came out. But I have heard that parents enjoy reading it aloud. So, yes, I guess that really does make a difference, whether the words in Taddeo aren't all easy words. And I've been told this, that some are a challenge.
Well, you've got carapace in there.
Right. And at first somebody said, oh, take that out. I said, no, because when children are reading, it's good to add those million-dollar words. Because they love million-dollar words, because then they'll go around all day saying, carapace, 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 carapace. and you know, that's exciting for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mind using words that are a little bit higher than they, especially when a parent is reading to them, because you should always read at a higher level than what your child is reading at, because then it brings them to the next level when they're ready to read.
Now, looking at this, you also took your past history as a teacher working. You created a curriculum for Taddeo as well. Who are you hoping will use this as part of the curriculum?
Well, I'm looking into homeschoolers, for sure, because they're always looking for curriculum and different ways to extend reading, the reading project. And Sunday school teachers are looking for activities, and there are some scriptures in there, and also many activities and songs to engage preschoolers.
So what's been the response so far to the book?
Well, I've had no problem when I present the book to someone. They're liking it. Parents like it. Grandparents like it. The one I really enjoyed reading was from a mother that said her grandson had almost had it memorized. Now, that made me feel wonderful, just knowing that they like it so much that they've had it read to them, that they can say it out loud.
Now, are you going to do more Taddeo stories, or are you just going to leave it with the one?
Well, I have a new one written. It's the paintings aren't done yet, but it's a story continuing with Taddeo and how he's learning about himself, how much God loves him, because that's the whole basis of the book, that God does care for us.
Now, the other thing is, too, is even though you have this theme of God caring for us, and in Taddeo, it's also, you know, he understands that God had made him the way he is. Have you had any response back from people that have read this who aren't Christians, that did just picked it up and thought it was a nice little kid story, and then, you know, that whole theme of accepting yourself for who you are works with them as well?
Oh, very much so. I have a tap dance group. I tap dance down here in Arizona here. And I'm when I first had the book, I brought it to a number of my tap dance people, and they're not Christian. And they read it, and they loved it, and they bought it, and they didn't even have kids. But they liked the idea of what it said. So it does speak to all people.
Well, what I think we need to do is take another quick break just before we finish up. And after this final break, we'll wrap up our conversation with author Jan Cox. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
From the sacred harps among the exiles come sounds of a rising hope. Where once they were feeling so all alone on the dark side of the road. From east to west, the thunder is drumming, a voice rolling on and on. And the dreams that come are more like lightning than a slow unfolding dawn. Falling from a deeper sky than any we've ever flown. Joy more deep than wide than any we've yet been shown. And with the harps of the redeemed resounding, awakening the dawn. The dreams of flying come more like lightning the more you travel on. Falling down like rain, guided by a secret that undoes each bruising chain, so we can be in grace each day to face just what the lightning showed. Lighting up the dark side of the road. So now we take the time.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to More Like Lightning, the title track of Peter Tichler's latest CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jan Cox tonight. So you said, Jan, that you're already working on another Taddeo story. Any other ideas in the future?
Yes, I'm also working on a devotional for moms. It's a short devotional part with a place to have a journal afterwards. So that's a new foray for me into a different thing to write. But I have been writing devotionals since I started writing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an extension of that.
Well, and you've also got a couple of different blogs and different writing things that you've got up on your website.
Yes, I have Under the Cover of Prayer, which I started in 2010. And it's a group of writers who joined me. And I look after the blog, but they send me their writings about prayer, and it's really been quite exciting to watch it grow. And it's just Under the Cover of Prayer. You can find that on the internet. And I also write at He Cares for Us, which is just under my own name, Janice Cox. And that one I'm trying to gear to grandmas and moms and grandpas and dads, with having crafts on Saturdays, so it meant adding more craft activities on that blog as well as devotionals and thoughts.
Now, what about the painting? Anything happening with your paintings?
I go to an art class twice a week, and I've got an art show coming up this Saturday. My very first art show with watercolor, and I have 6 paintings entered into the show.
So what are your thoughts about that right now?
My thoughts about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I've put photography in this show before, but I was talking to another watercolor artist the other day, and I thought, said to her, you know, when you just take a picture, that's like you're taking a picture, but when you actually create, I mean, I think photographers are wonderful. They probably take much better pictures than I do, but when I create with watercolors, it's my creation, and actually to have that on show is quite a different feeling.
Now, why did you choose, getting back to this whole thing about the painting, that why did you choose watercolor as a medium?
Well, I did try oils one time, and it's completely backwards to watercolor, so that really made me very confused in my watercolor, but also the oils smelled back then, and I have allergies, and the smell of the oils was too much. Watercolor is very easy to clean up. You can take it anywhere. You just need your paintbrush and a little thing of paint. You're on your way.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at this, we're just looking at wrapping things up. Where can people find out a little bit more about Taddeo Turtle or about your work as a writer and painter?
Well, they can find everything on my website, which is Janice, J-A-N-I-S, Cox, C-O-X. It is also available in all bookstores. They may have to order it, but it is available, and it's available through Amazon and Chapters, and available on my website also to buy through PayPal and credit card.
Great. Well, Jan, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Well, I thank you very much for asking me. That was just wonderful.
Great. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Jan Cox, and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.